Okay, we're talking about Natural Mag. Comes in a 4 and 8 ounce bottle. It is classified as a mineral. It supports so much. we'll go back to that, but the product description is on its own. Magnesium has been found to offer cellular and tissue aid to over 300 metabolic and enzymatic functions. However, it is opposed by calcium, and taking it as a simple mineral is difficult to absorb. Also, too much magnesium in the diet can push out the vital calcium. In excess can cause diarrhea, plus the many forms of magnesium which are chelated with amino acids, mistargeting the overall metabolic balance. Magnesium is difficult to take when it is chelated with an amino acid because it takes horse pills worth. It seems the fact that magnesium should be ubiquitous in the body, every cell uses it. It's not just in some isolated tissues that need it. So how do you get it to absorb into the tissues? When the mineral can be bound to an amino acid, that seems to make a small solution for a big problem. But how can the body make a balance if magnesium sits in just one area? Also, the fact that we need more than we think, taking too much as a concentration can cause all the other mineral depletion, such as calcium. When magnesium is needed to work the balance because of common magnesium deficiency, one of the best ways to get quick absorption is to use naturally bearing magnesium herbs that offer the quick absorption of a naturally occurring mineral complex that avoids pushing against the calcium balance. When natural mag is used, the body is able to utilize functional magnesium in its natural state, along with all of the inherent other minerals in balance. Clients who use natural mag find that they have less body aches and more relaxed muscles as a result, and they don't suffer from the loose stool scenario other magnesium products create. Many of the culinary herbs such as spirulina, basil leaf, celery root, fennel seed, Japanese corella, and stinging nettle are all magnesium-rich herbs, and they combine into a great-tasting formula.
Yeah, that's correct. So the big issue with a mineral on its own is magnesium has to be paired with something or converted either to a carbonate or a citric acid or something like that. Whatever it's paired with directs where it goes in the body. So if it's carbonate, it usually goes to the blood. Citric acid, it goes to kidneys. So if you want a magnesium that's ubiquitous, that could go anywhere, you want it in its natural form in some kind of a magnesium salt. And that's how they're contained in the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's paired with a natural chloride. So and chloride in the natural form is utilized at every cell. It keeps the cell pH right. And, magnesium is really has a tendency to help support muscles for sure, but it's used everywhere because it's a cofactor for enzymatic function.
Yeah.
So, you don't really think about it, but taking magnesium as a pill or a powder usually means it's had to be tied to something to stabilize it. And then what stabilizes it determines where it goes in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want a lot of magnesium in your blood, you can take magnesium carbonate. If you want it to go to the acid tissues or neutralize acid tissues, you would use magnesium citrate, which is fairly absorbable, but it will go to all the high pH areas. So you can push cellular pH the wrong direction if you use a citric acid based. So it's how we get our minerals anyway. Naturally occurring in the plants themselves, and a lot of the savory herbs all have rich magnesium. You could use this as a remineralizer. Just because it says natural mag, it doesn't mean that's all that's in there. No, this is naturally occurring minerals in their absorbable state.
Mm. It is such a beautiful product. In fact, I was so happy when you came out with it, because there isn't a magnesium product, you know, on the market, kind of like what you're saying. It's paired with something that's going to direct it. The one that I've always used really does. It has to go through the digestive system and sometimes can relax the bowel.
Yeah.
Too much, because it is a relaxing mineral.
Yeah.
And in concentration like that, you know, like in Natural Calm, the product that I'm talking about, you know, so for people that have had a lot of bowel problems, Natural Mag has been such a great answer.
Right. Yeah.
And
it's synergistic, so that it's not pushing any direction. It's not pushing any mineral. It's not forcing any function. And one thing that is good about it is, if it turns out that magnesium enzymatic function is low, tiredness, achy muscles, you can add micronized chlorella, because chlorella has kind of a way of encapsulating the magnesium and helping distribute it.
Nice. Okay, so it pairs well with
micronized chlorella, entering factors.
Okay.
And then, of course, you want to look at wholesome C.
I use this as a staple in my practice, you know, because magnesium is the fourth largest mineral in the body, and we use it under stress a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
And
it's really good for balancing the hormone and organ points. On the hand. And of course, think about the heart point. Anything that's in the deeper tissues, deeper tissue constructs, when you're balancing.
Yeah.
And rather than, I mean, you can obviously add oligo magnesium to this. You know, if you're really, if they're finding that they really are having some kind of, you know, fibromyalgia, deep body aches, been working out too hard and the muscles not recovering, you can use it along with terrain factors for lactic acid.
Right, and along that lines of the, for the oligo magnesium for the deeper body aches, pairs really well with our ancient sea bed salts for baths.
Yes, yeah.
Yep. I also use it in a little tonic that I've created for bedtime relaxation. So. Pairs really well with Relax at bedtime, melatonin, deep sleep, and Natural Mag. You can make a little cocktail of that for bedtime.
That's a good one. Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.